Oh my God, so funny meeting you here at the tabloid stand. just kidding. It's me, Jess. I am launching a new series, as you will come to love and find out, called The Sunday Spill. It is a pop culture dish with my friend Steph, and I am so excited to bring this to you guys monthly, dishing on what's happened previously in the month and what we're excited about, what we're unsure of, what we are cannot believe we even heard, read, or even saw a video of. So I'm super excited to sit down with her once a month and launch this on the last Sunday of each month. So here we go. I'm so excited. And bevy up to the bar, y'all. Let's talk some dish on the Sunday Spill. Let's do it. All right. Hi, this is Jess, host of the Bay Bay Podcast, and you have stumbled into the Sunday Spill. Your fun, supposed to be monthly pop culture podcast with my good friend Steph. So,
hey y'all,
how are you today, babe?
I'm doing well. I'm a little tired, looking ahead to a long week of work, but doing well. Doing well.
Good, 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 good. And to save you guys from the hours of footage and information we could give to you, we're structuring it a little bit different moving forward. Top five ish from the month. And so as we left off last time, we did fall 2022 into January 23, and now we're doing February, March, April of 23, and then we're gonna make a date on the calendar where we're catching up, because number one, I miss you. Number two, it is a lot to do 3 months at a time.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back into it. I am on a schedule. So here we go. February 2023.
How do you want to do it? You want to do like each of us does our five and then like go to the other person? Or do you want to do like one, one, two, two, three, three?
You can do one, one, two, two.
Okay. So do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay.
All the time. You, babe.
So I didn't really put these in like an order necessarily. They're kind of in an order. So my number one for February, I just want to get out of the way, and I don't plan on addressing any of the others. So sorry for those of you who are like, "Well, you talked about one." This one is just close to home because it's literally 15 minutes away, but I am talking about the Michigan State University shooting in February.
Yeah.
That put, I believe, five in the hospital and killed two, if I'm remembering correctly, two or three. So I just wanted to bring attention to that because, like I say, the university is about 15 minutes away from me. And it would feel wrong not to mention it, being somebody who, you know, is a Spartan fan. When I was into sports and that kind of thing, you know, Spartan fan through and through. So, that was my number one. I just wanted to bring like a super quick, like, thoughts and love to the families and that kind of thing and all of that good jazz. But like I said, I'm not going to bring up any of the other ones. So sorry if that seems unfair to somebody out there, but this one was just closer to home.
No, and I feel like the magnitude of all of them is great. I did not write down the Nashville one either, because I feel like there are specific instances where stuff like this happens literally everywhere, literally all the time.
Every day, right?
Every day. And it's hard to keep up, but like you said, it is very close to home. And a lot of times it's hard to even, I don't want to say pick a battle, but just know that all in all, we are here to support, here to help. We advocate as much as we can. Beliefs are beliefs. We don't bring politics into it whatsoever, because it's, I don't feel like that is a need right now or really ever at times, unless you're fighting for some type of reform in shape or form, whatever you believe you need to do, then so be it. But yeah, I just feel like they are too often.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfortunate that, I mean, we get crap in Texas all the time for having them in our homes. And everyone's like, oh, well, in Texas, you can literally kill someone for knocking on the door. I'm like, yes, but why not ask questions before you open the door? Like, if literally the window guy comes to my house and they're like, hey, how are you today? I'm like, great. What can I help you with? Before I even open the door. Just being self-aware of how you can protect yourself in your own rights is great. But, okay, we're done. I'm annoyed and sad. So, yes, thoughts and prayers out to everyone who's going through any of this senseless, unnecessary tragedies, because we don't like to see them. We don't like to read about them. It's not ever the best to have to go through it. And I am sorry. And Steph is too. Because it's not easy.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to get that one out of the way. Yeah. And then now we can move on to like celebrity stuff. But that was kind of the
big one.
The bigger one.
Yeah. I didn't label them. I literally used like E! News as my Bible today because I was like, where do I even start with where we're going? So I know everyone is not as old as me, but your girl loves Kelsey Grammer and Frasier. And apparently there is a revival coming. Oh. And they're moving back to Boston. Yes, that kind of Boston. Like, if you don't know, Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers. If you don't know Cheers, God, I need to show you some television. but apparently this next stage in Frasier's life is moving him back to Boston, where he had psychiatry practice. And so that was kind of cool to see like a little crossover moment.
For sure. That's exciting. It's kind of cool how like, you know, some of those shows are still continuing in a way, or like coming back in a way.
And I think it's important for any of the reboots to have like an original character in it too, you know? Like,
oh yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that, well, that could be a whole other episode, but like when, you know, you do like
maybe the new reboot is coming and all the things we talk about is just about a reboot.
Yeah, right. It's seriously though, but like, you know, all these different remakes and stuff, it's like sometimes I ask myself why, and then other times I'm like, none of the same people are in it. So like, it's not the same. I don't know. That's personal preference, I guess.
For sure.
My second one for February is of course the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, and then Rihanna announcing her pregnancy with baby number two during her halftime show.
Surprise! There's another baby.
I thought it was so funny how like people were so speculative about it. Like, is she pregnant? Did she just eat a lot? It's like, that's very clearly a baby bump.
Yeah. And you typically, like, as a woman who is carrying a child, I've never done it, but you hold it in a certain way to like differentiate the fact that like it's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, like you're saying, you touch it in a specific way, you hold it in a specific way. Like, yeah, absolutely. It was pretty obvious.
Let's use some context clues here, friends.
Yeah.
She's typically a fit person. This is not.
The other thing with like pregnancy is you show earlier with your second, if you are like with your consecutive, if you already had one. So like she could have been super early, but still showing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
In some interesting news. So I'm a huge Grey's Anatomy fan. It's a show I watch literally all the time. However, I've not yet watched the last two seasons because everything I see in the headlines is making me sad. And this is the worst news. The Ellen Pompeo leaves Grey's, which I don't know how the show cannot go on. How can the show go on without her? Also, it's called Grey's Anatomy. Meredith Grey. Hello. But I'll catch you guys. I'll binge for you guys this month and see how it goes. but I heard the goodbye is good. And she apparently has a new boyfriend in the show, which is Nick, played by Scott Speedman. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. I have some catching up to do. So. I didn't want to read the article because I didn't want to spoil it for myself, but
right.
Because I love Scott Speedman, like, especially as far back as like Felicity. Oh my God, I'm so old. Okay.
Not because I know those names.
Okay, good. Carrie Russell and Scott Speedman were in Felicity. It's a good show from the 90s and 2000s if you didn't watch it.
Love Carrie Russell.
Yeah, me too.
She's a beauty. Right,
what do you have next?
The Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
And just all kinds of things happening at the Grammys. The main one I wrote down was Beyonce walking away with the all-time wins, which is pretty cool. There are some other things that people have been talking about regarding the Grammys, but I'm not going to go into those either.
That's all right. We are subject to leaving any information out we'd like. It's our podcast. another reboot, Night Court. It is an older show, which I loved again as a kid. But this time it's with Melissa Rauch, who is in Big Bang. She plays Bernadette in Big Bang, but she has come back as Harry, the main judge's daughter. And so she takes over his bench, which I think is really cool.
Huh.
And John Larroquette, who was in the show previously, is back, which I love. I watched only a couple episodes. Chris and I started to watch it, and he's like, I'm not sure. But I loved the first run of it, so I've been watching it intermittently by myself.
Very good. Lots of, like, I don't want to call them sitcoms because they're not sitcoms, but like that kind of, like, you know,
yeah,
long time running show. Another one of those. That's
cool. I just realized that sitcoms mean situational comedy. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Coming out of my head. Okay, cool.
Brendan Fraser is like coming back with a bang with his first, well, I shouldn't say first, but like that I'm going to talk about that I'll mention, was he was a winner at the SAG Awards. And he's just like, I don't know, the Whale is just like skyrocketing him back into Hollywood, and people are calling it the Renaissance, which I think is awesome. It's so cute. And he, like, I don't know, he's just, he makes me happy to like look at him like smiley and like winning these awards and stuff, and like seeing other people root for him, and you know, other people cheering on his comeback and you know that kind of thing. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think it's crazy that a movie like that, I didn't see the movie. Did you see it?
I didn't either.
Okay.
I heard like very good things about it though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's winning. He's winning a bunch. Winning
all the things, which is great. But I still can't get over him as like Encino Man from like the 90s, which I love the boost. And I'm sure he's did like smaller things, whatever, in between. That may not have been as like well known. But I think it's really cool. And he always seems so nice and like,
yeah,
playful, and I love this for him.
Like, just a teddy bear. Like, he just looks like the nicest person.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, see, like, people my age think, like, George the Jungle or, like, the Mummy.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's funny, yeah.
I didn't even know this show was still a thing on television, but Sister Wives from TLC, apparently Christine Brown has left the gentleman, Cody, and now has a new boyfriend in Utah. It's like this whole scandal. I fell down a rabbit hole one night. I was like, what's happening? What's going on? Is the band breaking up?
They like recently got engaged, I saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like more April. I think he's just not February, but still.
Construction. Owns a construction company or something in Utah. And they, I don't necessarily know how they met, but she's thriving. Like, the pictures I saw of them together, she just looks happier than I've seen. I mean, everyone makes their own choices, right? But I cannot imagine as a wife having three other wives share my husband. Number one, I'm not really the jealous type, but also I barely have time to hang out with him. How are you guys like filling in time with like everyone's schedules, however many children you have, like all kinds of, and that show's been on TLC for literally ever.
Forever, I feel like.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what the dynamic, if it's going to continue, what that dynamic of the show is going to look like, because I feel like anything that I've seen as like a clip over the last 5, 10 plus years, everyone looks so freaking unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we got to do better. Like, do you need to call your dad? Are you stuck? Do we need to come get you? I don't know. It's very interesting dynamic of family dichotomy for sure. So we wish them all the best, and I'm happy to see that she's in a new relationship and engaged and exited what no longer served her. So
So you've been on the TV show kick. So my last one for February is actually about the Masked Singer, because in February, Dick Van Dyke was on.
I love him!
Revealed, and he is like, he made, I forget which judge, but he made one of the judges cry when he like revealed himself, because like,
he's just so freaking cool. Like anytime, like I remember as a kid, like my grandma would like make me watch it, not make me, but I'm like, I love like Leave It to Beaver, freaking Honeymooners. Like I love all of that. And the Dick Van Dyke Show was, I think, so monumental because I think it was one of the first shows with a live audience,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really cool. And it was first filmed in black and white and then got to be color. Like, it's just a progressive show that I think is really awesome. And the comedy is so intricately hilarious that it's just, well, now seems outlandish for that like dynamic of a family and work life and all that good stuff. But back then it was like really like on point and par. So I love it. Plus freaking Mary Poppins.
I was just going to say,
my favorite Disney movie ever. Like, don't ever get,
Yeah. You get him and Julie Andrews, and it's just like, it's magic. They're so sweet.
Yeah. And I love that, like, he was in the reboot of Mary Poppins with Emily Blunt as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just so cool that he's been alive for this long to be able to do so many cool things like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Next up for me, Ryan Seacrest leaves Live with Kelly and Ryan as a co-host. And the new one is released, like, in April. But very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ryan Seacrest literally has done so many things simultaneously.
Yes.
I'm sure that like one, something had to go. So sad to see him go, but radio host, freaking host of American Idol, like this show, like how do you sleep? Like, what do you? Like,
right.
So crazy, but new host is revealed later on, but it's Mark Consuelos, spoiler alert, which is Kelly Ripa's husband. And I think, like, I saw a little snippet of his first show, Mark's first show with Kelly. And apparently they had a medium on, like, years ago when Kelly announced she was pregnant with their daughter Lola. And she came back for Mark's first episode and said that this show, the progression of the show is going to be the best yet, which I think is really cool. And I just think their relationship is so wholesome and nice to see, like, especially as couples in Hollywood, as we know, like, don't necessarily always last this long, but they've been together since like the freaking 80s.
Yeah. They've,
That's like 30, 40 years of marriage. So I don't do fast math, but because to me, I'm 40. So I know when the 80s were, but like, I'm just like, man, like 1990 feels like 10 years ago, not 30. So
tell me about it.
Always fun. Okay, what do you got next?
I guess my like honorable mention for February is the like back and forth up and down with Megan Fox and MGK.
Dude, what?
Yeah. So like they called the split or the breakup in February.
Yeah.
And then as we know from April, they're seeing each other again and this kind of thing. But it was like a totally weird where she's not wearing her ring, but they're still engaged, but they're taking a break and like all these, I don't know, weird things.
Yeah. I'm like, first of all, I vacuumed my wedding ring up very many minutes ago. Saw a video with it down the other day and I was like, but I haven't worn jewelry in a long time. So I'm like, yep, still married. So like, I get it. The speculation of like, oh my God, she's not wearing the ring.
Yeah.
But like if you're in real life, sometimes you just don't. Like, are you in a jewelry mood? Do you want to wear it? Like, how are you feeling? Is it a big deal? Are you together? Are you not? Nobody's business. But celebrity thing.
Uh-huh.
Speculation is what runs the business. So what is
right.
that?
That's
my last one for the month of February, Richard Belzner from SVU passed away at the age of 78. One of the longest running shows on television. Excuse me, Law and Order. It's my favorite. Chris was like, you watch that show so much, I think it should be a ringtone when we first start dating. I'm like, just you wait how our lives progress. Yeah. So sad to see that, but very cool to see the whole cast like come out and support and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to March. Woo!
My big one for March is the Taylor Swift Eras Tour beginning. And what I think is so funny about this is that, you know, we talked about in our last episode about Ticketmaster just like flopping huge with like fumbling the ball majorly with her whole ticket thing. You know, people spending $1,000 or thousands of dollars for these tickets. And the whole freaking thing you can find on Instagram Reels or TikTok or, you know, like people have recorded like the entire freaking concert. You don't even need to go to the concert to see the whole thing.
Stop spending all your money.
Get like the you know, mystery songs or whatever that she did at the beginning of the tour. Like, I get that. But like eventually they're all gonna be posted. I just, because it was such a big thing, everybody is posting the videos when they go. And it's like, I don't even need to pay a penny to see this concert.
So funny that you mentioned, because last weekend my friend Amanda and I went to Houston to try and get tickets, because we're like, why not? We ain't got shit to do. Let's take a day trip. From where I live to Houston is 2 hours and 15 minutes. Not too bad. I'm not catching a flight. I'm not like, you know, spending thousands of dollars. And so we took a trip to Houston, was literally seeing very interesting signs on the way, like literally driving half of the trip behind a semi called Swift. So I'm like, this is very interesting manifestation of this trip, is that this is where we're trying to go and do and stuff. So Amanda had already bought parking just in case, because we weren't sure if like there were going to be people selling tickets out there, if they're last, because on Friday night's show in Houston at about 7:15 to about 7:40, Ticketmaster released new tickets. And now it has come to light that that is what's happening, is that any of the leftover tickets are going after the show starts, typically about 40 to 45 minutes after. But you literally have to be like in the queue, like fastest checkout you've ever had in your entire life. I've tried to get plenty of tickets. We weren't going to spend more than like a couple hundred for it, because I'm like, that's stupid. The last set of tickets was $3,600 each before fees. Now, so we go to Energy Stadium, and you can actually go into the parking lots where they have like merch booths set up. So your girl got herself a t-shirt for my troubles, but we didn't go to see the show. But as we were walking up, literally everyone's TikTok lives were going, everyone's Instagrams lives were going. So we were like listening to it outside the stadium and could see it on TV. So instead, we just left and went to a cool place called The Rustic and had a lovely dinner, and there was a band playing there. We had a good little time and just stayed the night in Houston and came back in the morning. So it was awesome. I get it. But at the same token, I don't really know that you need to do it. Like you said, it's literally all over the internet.
Yeah.
Literally all over the internet. So,
and I mean, I understand the fun of it, right? Like coming up with a super cute outfit to fit one of the eras, you know, like, you know, that we obviously know somebody who like made like the cutest jacket or something to go, like, you know, I see that all over TikTok. Like, you know, it's a full thing, right?
Yeah.
And I get that, but I don't like $3,600 for one ticket. Absolutely not. You can find me on vacation for that amount of money. I'm not spending that for 8 hours, you know, not even. What is a concert? Like 4 or 5 hours, maybe?
3 hours and 20 minutes, roughly.
No. Nope.
So interestingly enough, while we were in the parking lot, there was a girl that was walking with her friend and they were on the phone. I was like, where do you go on the phone? They're like, StubHub. I'm like, oh, cool, cool, cool. They're like, we got delivery confirmation of our ticket, but they never sent us the ticket. And I was like, oh, were you guys through Ticketmaster? And she's like, yeah. But it routed through StubHub, I guess. And it was the girl who bought the $3,600 each ticket. And I looked at her and I was like, your dress is really cute. Where's it from? She's like, it's too expensive for me to be wearing it right now. And I was like,
no.
What? So number one, your dress is super expensive. You won't even tell me where you got it or how much it costs. I'm like, my sparkle bodysuit was $10 on Shein. My bell bottoms are vintage from my mom, and these boots were $65 from the antique store. Like, your girl did not go all out. Like, I literally put on a sparkly top to feel fancy about myself and a pair of jeans. And I mean, I get it. Like, my friend Sarah Bauman is doing this thing called hashtag Swifterhood of the Traveling Jacket. She made, like, she took an old leather jacket, put sequins, ribbon all over it. It is traveling across the U.S., which I think is so cool. So if you guys see the black jacket with the detail and the snake on the back, that's my girl Sarah Bauman's jacket right now. It's in Atlanta. I don't know where it's going next. Nashville, I think. I think Nashville's the next show. But, I love that she did something like that and literally just put all the labels in it for the trip and you just uh-huh. it off and off and off and extra supplies in case it like ribbons fall off or sink
right.
somewhere else. Like that's what I love to see about Swift Nation or Swifties or whatever you guys call yourselves. it depends on who you ask, I guess. I love that camaraderie, but the whole like spending your freaking life savings on a ticket to a concert. Like, my friend Amanda was in, like, she was upset about it. And I was like, Amanda, it's just a concert. In your yeah. whole life, it is one concert. And I get it.
And it's we like, can go to the bar and watch it on our phones.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a culmination of the fact she hasn't toured in 10 years or however long it's been. I get mm-hmm. it. It's not like she's the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac. Like, in my generation, that's what that was. But I was like, I saw Fleetwood Mac for $100. Okay? All original members. Let's talk about that. You want to talk about it? I'm just kidding.
Well, and then, you know, you watch these different videos and stuff and people are, they still have disappointments about the concert. Like, I think one of the ones that I saw that I personally would have been super upset about is that she played one song from the Speak Now album. That's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I understand, you know, Evermore and Midnights and like the later, like most recent stuff is maybe more of the popular stuff right now, but it's like she got her following with the Fearless and the Speak Now album. So it's like, why would you not do a bunch of that? You know what I mean? Or like just balance it a little bit more. And so had I spent all that money and then I hear one song from my favorite album, I would be really disappointed. I'd be really upset about it.
And I mean, if you think about it, if you're playing for 3 straight hours mm-hmm. and your songs are roughly 3 to 4 minutes a piece, you should be able to play more than one song from an album.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 10 albums, that's 3 songs per album, roughly.
Right. Right. And well, that's the thing, right? You're playing too much of this ending, Evermore, Midnights, whatever. You're playing too much of that if you're not getting enough from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, so be it. Yeah. My big scandal of March is the Vanderpump Rules.
Scandal. That's been your thing.
I'm like in it. So much so, like, okay, if you've been living under a rock and have no idea, and I know Stephanie doesn't watch Bravo, so she doesn't live under a rock. She lives in Michigan. And we know. We love it. But this is my jam.
I just don't have Bravo, man.
I know, it's fine. She's like, I just don't get it on TV. I'm like, I will help you. I will catch you up. So, Tom Sandoval on Vanderpump Rules. Here's a little bit of a backstory. Was dating Kristen Doty, cheated on Kristen with Ariana Maddox. And Tom Sandoval have been in a relationship for 9 years. The longest running relationship, one of them anyway, that are not married since the show began, okay? He cheated on her with Rachel slash Raquel Levis, who was dating James Kennedy, also on the show. They dated for like 3-4 years. But the whole time, there's been diversions for Tom Schwartz, his business partner. There's been instant denial. There has been, and Ariana all the way is just like, fuck you, I'm out. Living her best life. Her revenge dress for the reunion is one of the hottest dresses I've ever seen. It's magical. It like puts revenge dresses to shame. It's good.
And there have been some good revenge dresses.
And there have been some good ones. But this one, I feel like, in the Bravo Liberty world, is just like, fuck you, I'm out. And she's like, fuck you, I don't care anymore. Like, especially because they were all, like, super close with each other. Like, in it, on and off the screen. And done so much for her. Like, done so much for Raquel after her breakup with James. Like, they helped her a lot. Like, she apparently lived at their house while she was trying to find a new apartment. Like, but all the while, Tom and Raquel could have been banging behind Ariana's back in some of the most awful moments of her life. When her dog passed away, when her grandma passed away, when she was on a girl's trip. Like, all these things are so fucking sketchy. I cannot. How do you live a double life like that? How? And then lie to people about it. Like, that are supposed to love you. I'm Team Ariana all the way. So much so, I got one of those white illusion candles that light up, and it's going to be sitting on my mantle next to the Pope. I don't put Ariana Maddox in the same capacity in my life as the Pope, but you know what? They're living together on my mantle right now. Because I love it. And I know this is April news, but her, Lala Kent, and Lisa Vanderpump just went to the congressional dinner at the White House. And they all look fabulous, and I love it. I'm here for it.
I was just looking up the 9, I don't know how many there are, the most iconic celebrity revenge dresses of all times. Of course, Princess Di is on there.
Of course, that's right.
Of course, because that is who you think of, I think.
That is the revenge dress. I know, yes. I just said that Ariana's was, but in current times.
But yes, but like, so Princess Di, right? Number one.
So good. Off the shoulder, midi.
Ariana, number
two.
She's number two. Mariah Carey is number three. After her first marriage to Tommy Mottola. Olivia Wilde.
Yes, queen.
After her highly publicized split from Harry Styles. J-Lo, after her split from Benny. Giselle Bundchen.
Interesting with the back-to-back gold moments between those two.
Reese Witherspoon after her divorce from Ryan Phillippe.
She's always good in yellow.
Yes, she is. And then check this one out. Vanessa Hudgens after her breakup from Austin Butler.
She looks like a fucking feather duster.
That's insanity. Look. And then Emily Ratajkowski. From after her husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod. Check that out. That's not even a dress. That's a bathing suit with fishnets over top.
That's like the sparkly mesh top you get from Amazon.
Yeah.
But I get anyways, it because she looks naked. She looks
so naked. I just wanted to do a little to see where things were.
No, I love it. That's crazy that Ariana is freaking second. But also nothing can top Princess Diana. That is the truth. I mean, you literally get cheated on by a prince situation. Yeah. You have to come out.
Yep.
Swimmingly well. Okay. What did you have next?
So I mentioned Brendan Fraser earlier with the Oscars or with the SAG Awards, but he also won lead actor at the Oscars in March. But the other one that I wrote down, which was really cool for the Oscars, was Jamie Lee Curtis finally won an award.
Yeah.
She won.
I had her as my favorite moment of the Oscars in my notes. Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Best supporting actress at the
Oscars. Her reaction to like literally everyone else's awards was like the best.
Yeah. Oh, she was so excited for everybody. It was awesome. I love it.
I love it. Did you
But
have a
our Scream Queen finally won an award for something. So we love that.
Did you have a best dress?
I really actually love Jamie Lee Curtis's dress. It was so pretty on her, so flattering.
Yeah.
I didn't make a note of any other ones, but there were quite a few good ones for sure.
I like that a lot of them were just like simple and understated, which I feel like a lot of times shows like growth and sophistication, which I love.
Yes.
I wrote down Cara Delevingne because hers was red and she typically doesn't wear something like that. Like she doesn't wear something as like, it wasn't even really girly, but it had like a sleeve situation that, you know, I love. And it was red. So I like to write that down as
A lot of red at various award shows and stuff this year, which is pretty cool.
I like it. I have a season 5 launch of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. If you've never seen it, watch it if you can. It's good. Based in New York, a housewife from the 60s has a really interesting job as a switchboard operator. There we go.
Yeah, like an operator.
But she does like scandalous comedy at night. It's really good. And I love all of the fashion in that show. And I was her for my birthday a couple of years ago, so I love it. Special place in my heart for Mrs. Maisel. Okay, what do you got next?
Alex Murdaugh.
Guilty. Oh my God.
And I wrote down a couple of different just facts that I don't think I remembered or whatever. I didn't follow, I will have to say. So remember way back when how closely I followed the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial.
Yes.
I did not follow this one as closely and I probably should have just because like murder mystery, like that's kind of my thing, right? But jurors deliberated less than 3 hours.
That's so fast.
He was given 2 consecutive life sentences and there were 75 witnesses.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, we haven't covered us on the Unhappy Hour for the podcast, the other podcast yet, but I'm anxious to see and maybe hear about how many witnesses, like, what's the highest number of witnesses have been done in a case?
Yeah.
That feels like so, like, obviously.
75 feels like a lot.
But I don't know that I've ever heard of that many before. That's crazy. That's a good tidbit. I love that.
Yeah. 75 witnesses, like that's crazy.
That's insane. And it's such a twisty turny like case that involves so many other things that correlate to it, but you wouldn't necessarily think at the beginning, especially if you watch the Murdaugh murders on Netflix. My sister and I watched it while we were on vacation. And the boys too, but it's cool. My sister was like, what? The whole time. It was really fun to watch with her because we'd all seen it but her. So it was very fun to watch.
Right. You like learn more about like just other murders that happened and you're like questioning now.
If they're all fucking connected.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with them?
Yeah.
Like, it's really crazy.
I saw this. It was like a t-shirt or a meme or something. And you know the Reba song, The Lights Went Out in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, so the line in that says, don't trust your soul to no backwoods lawyer. There was a cartoon picture of Alex Murdaugh and then that line. And I was
how like, how fucking brilliant that meme creator was. Love you. Bravo.
It was good.
Bravo. Love it. This is kind of a twofer. Outer Banks 3 came out. And loved it, binged it while I was in Indiana. Also, man, there is just something about Chase Stokes and Kelsey Ballerini's new relationship that I am obsessed with. And I cannot. I love her progression from Divorce album. I literally am a happily married woman, but I listen to that album every Sunday while I'm doing something. And it has fucked with my psyche in a way that I'm like, go, Kelsey. Love you for, like, speaking a truth. And I don't remember when her, like, SNL with Travis Kelsey episode came out. It was probably in February because it was right after the Super Bowl, maybe even in March. But when she, like, redid the end of one of the songs and was like, yeah, sure, okay, to her ex-husband's song. Mind you, he only came out with one that we've been publicly told about, and he did it while the divorce was not even final yet. And I'm so proud of her because I followed her for a long time on social media, and I remember like a photo of hers many, 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 many months ago where it was one of the first shots of her, like she took a photo of herself in the mountains and like was, she was like recording something new. That lives rent free in my head because that is the beginning of that EP, of the divorce, of her literally living that part of her life where she asked him to come and he never showed up.
Yeah.
But I love that in like, when she was like, she recently said that like, I wrote this for myself and I never wanted it to come out. But the fact that she show after show after show is living in what that does for you as a healing opportunity is huge. Not for just her, but like other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think is really great. And their relationship seems so like pure and loving. And the fact that Chase Stokes sings every fucking song, records all of the shit, like is on tour with her as much as possible, I'm just here for it. And they changed the lyrics to like, what's her cowboy song? I forget. But it's like something, something John B. Like,
Phil, oh, yeah.
John Wayne, it's now John B. I love it. I love it. Can't get enough. 10 out of 10 recommend. And this is not a revenge relationship because it's been going on since December and they're still doing it. And it looks way fun. And I want to be friends. Okay, I'm done.
No, I haven't heard like everything that, but Blindsided, I think, is the one that I hear the most often just because that's the one that Sirius plays the most.
Yeah.
But I like that one. It's a good one.
The whole thing. And like the video, cried the whole time, sobbing like a little ass baby. Also, Yellow Jackets has returned. I love it. It's a show I watch with Chris, so we have to watch it together. But I like it. Have you ever seen that show? Okay. Very interesting premise. Girl, sports team gets into a plane crash. Flashes back and forth between children and adult lives. Very cool. Nothing I've seen in a really long time, so it's good. Gets a little crazy, but
that sounds interesting. I just saw, was it last week that it would have been the end of the week last week that the third season of Firefly Lane was released. I love that one.
It's a good one too.
I'm very still excited
halfway through season two. I think, man, I just need to take more time to watch more TV these days. I think I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, I'm really excited for season three. Okay, so my fourth one for March, my absolute all-time favorite movie of ever is Ever After.
Okay. Yeah.
And they celebrated 25-year anniversary of that movie on the Drew Barrymore show. Melanie Lynskey was there, Megan Dodds was there, and then they had Du Grey Scott on like Zoom, and they were all in like remakes of some of their costumes from the movie, which was so cool. And like Drew had on like the big wings that she wear, not the same ones, but like remakes of the ones that she wears in the movie. And they just kind of talked about Angelica Houston a little bit and how they got her into the film, and they just kind of reminisced a little bit. Melanie Lynskey said something about how they went out one night and like they were in France, obviously, shooting, and they went out one night and they were like dancing on the bar, and the people in the bar were like, Mademoiselle, you must come down, like trying to yell at them.
Get out the bar.
but it's, you know, it's cool because like 25 years, like that, it just seems awesome. Like forever. But yeah, that's like one of my all time favorite movies. So
I love it. And also, if you've never watched the Drew Barrymore show, you better. It's on my, I don't even have DVR, but it's like favorited as one of my shows. I love it. Like I mean, I've loved Drew Barrymore since I saw her in E.T., but the way she connects with people on that show is like nothing.
Yeah.
Before there literally, I watched her on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and there was like a meme where like it's eyeball to eyeball, and she's like, if you ever go to a Drew Barrymore taping,
yeah,
it's like
I saw a clip with her in Pink, and they were just sitting both cross-legged on her couch, like just holding hands, and she was just like so into conversation. And yeah, I agree.
I love it.
That's really funny.
I love the evolution of her like career too, to where like now she gets to do that because she has such an interesting relationship in Hollywood, right? And she talks openly about dating after divorce and her substance abuse, whether it be alcohol or drugs, I forget, maybe both, I'm not sure. But that she talks about that recovery, and I think that's huge. And now she gets to do what she honestly, I feel like, was meant to do, right? Like, I just love her show.
She had on Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston the other day because they're coming out with another movie.
Yeah.
And so they were on Drew's show. And it's just so funny because obviously Adam and Drew have like a long-term friendship too. So it's just cool.
It's so cool. I love it. My last one was that Mark Ballas has left Dancing with the Stars after 20 seasons. That show is so cool. Like, I love it. I love who they pick. I don't care if they suck. I would suck too. So, but I love to see like how non-dancing professionals go on that show and then literally get a new talent. I think like we talk about this a lot on the podcast is that like finding something that may not be traditionally what you want to do in life or what your talent is, but like learning something new and challenging yourself in a particular way, I think is really cool. And I love to watch the evolution. Even if you get like cut the first episode, like you still got to do something really cool for a very short period of time. So
yeah,
I like absolutely. To see who they pick and how they go about like routines and stuff. Some of them are so fucking good. Like, I mean, all of them are great. I could never have that kind of talent, but
yeah,
I just really love that show.
I actually had a Dancing with the Stars comment written down too. So Tyra is obviously leaving as host. She announced that in March. And then Julian Hough is returning as one of the hosts with Alfonso. And I love Julianne. I think it's really cool that her and Derek are both going to be part of it.
Yeah.
Because they're like power siblings. I love them both so very much. So I think it's really cool that she's going to be back because she was a professional on the show for a little while, I think, right? Wasn't it like a handful of years or something? So I really like that she's back. She's not going to be dancing. Maybe she will. Who knows? But I think it's going to be cool. She's going to be back as a host.
Also, this is in April news, but Lynn Goodman from the show passed away in April. Yes. I wrote that one down too, as a correlation. But he'd been battling cancer and nobody like knew that. Like, that's so crazy. But
well, and he announced his retirement from the show in early April.
Yeah.
And then passed, what, like a week ago or something like that? Yeah. So I hate to say this, but he must have known it was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't imagine like going through a battle like that and then like being in such a public position to be like, I mean, I have to step away. No one really knows why. And then like something tragically that happens, like that really stinks.
Yeah.
But I read that he was surrounded by love and his family. And so that's really all you can ask for if you're in that situation. So
was it bone cancer? I feel like I heard bone cancer.
Okay. Yeah, I think that it was. Mm-hmm. So heading into April, here we go.
Yep. So unfortunately, staying on the cause of death track, we found out, or the cause of death was revealed for Coolio, Aaron Carter, and Dave Hollis. I know Dave Hollis is your guy, but Coolio, accidental overdose, fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine. Aaron Carter drowned after an overdose of Xanax, or maybe not even an overdose, but drowned after Xanax and huffing compressed air. And then Dave Hollis, cocaine, fentanyl, and alcohol.
Dude, everything is awful, but when the Dave Hollis news came out, I literally texted one of my girlfriends and I was like, oh my God, because like in a world of coaches and influencers and motivational speakers, you have no idea, like when you go see someone speak or follow someone so closely on the internet as like the Hollis company. I have friends that used to work for them, like before it disbanded. Like, I literally spend time with people that are very close with that couple. And I really thought it was like a heart issue, from just having a bad heart, not from drug use. Now I realize that that's the reason why they may be so upbeat all the time is not just natural exercise induced endorphins, but a substance.
Yeah.
And so it makes you feel a little bit different about what you see on the internet. Number one, you don't know what someone's going through. Number two, when he said, "Hey, I'm taking time to step away from social media," that is probably a treatment facility of a substance abuse kind. I'm speculating. Yeah, I have no idea. This is not firsthand information coming out to you guys. I have no idea. But when you know that is the cause of death, you're wondering like, oh, it what may not have just been a social media break for mental health, but physical abuse, mental health reasons come back to need to take that time away.
Yeah.
And so essentially that is very interesting. But as a person in the entertainment industry, for as long as he was Disney versus now, what he was with his wife's company, very interesting to hear. Like, I side-eyed myself in my office, sent a text out to a couple of friends, and I was like, did you guys know? They're like, maybe. I'm like, ah, oh, crap. Okay.
Right.
Because, like, NDAs and shit, you can't
talk about what
you may know.
Right.
And they didn't come out rightfully and say yes or no. They're just like, possibly. Like, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. But
yeah, right.
It's just interesting to feel like you have an idea of a human on the internet and then have literally no idea. I was like, oh shit, that sucks.
Yeah.
And as someone who tries to come forth as like as authentically myself on the internet, it's very interesting that like people in that capacity that have such a following, right? And then I'm just like little old me over here.
Right.
trying to do the most, trying to do my best, and then come to find out that like people that you look up to are getting help from other things, if you will. I'm like, oh, that explains how you are so actively on the internet.
Yeah.
You don't sleep, maybe.
Right.
Very interesting. Interesting to hear. But yeah. Next up I had in more Bravo news. So I watched Summer House and I love it. It's my guilty pleasure along with others. And Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke were engaged, but also Kyle Cook in that show is the founder of Loverboy, the alcoholic seltzer, which wasn't necessarily always coming out at the beginning of the episodes. But now you'll see his beverage up on there. There's been a lot of speculation as to why Carl left the show, but him and Lindsay are engaged, and that's lovely for them. They are super cute and also a weird couple to me, but I digress. What you got next?
Let's do something to lighten the mood a little bit.
From our
previous one, because I do have another one that's a little like
fuzzy.
So something that I thought was kind of funny was Matthew McConaughey did a podcast interview the other week and said something about how he thinks maybe Woody Harrelson and him are like half brothers.
What?
You see this?
No.
So apparently, he said that his mother, quote unquote, knew Woody's father while she was separated from her husband.
Wait, what? Say that again.
So Matthew McConaughey's mother, quote unquote, knew Woody Harrelson's father while she was separated from her then husband.
Knew how? It's about
right. Exactly. Who knows? But so apparently Woody Harrelson made some like joke, or somebody made some joke to Woody Harrelson about how maybe they should get like a test done to find out if they're related.
Oh my god, is the word new, K-N-E-W, now the word for intimate? I'm sorry, Like, is this an entanglement opportunity?
But I thought it was so funny because the picture that people posted to like share this story of Woody and Matthew, they look a lot alike. And you're like, wait a minute.
Okay. I'm here for it. Can you imagine like any crossover movie they may get the testing for and then be like, we're going to play brothers in a movie, but it's kind of really a thing.
I know they would be so funny in a movie together. I feel like
that's
if
fun.
they haven't done one already, they need to.
I know. We you heard it here first.
Our idea.
All right. I watch Love is Blind religiously. I love it. The new season really threw me for a loop. Spoiler alert, I did not know that we would be heading into the season where three of the four couples that are shown get engaged. But I also found out new information that other couples also get engaged on the show. They just don't show it. So, like, interesting. But a Love is Blind alum, Bartiz Bowden from last season, very controversial man, if you will. I did a little digging to find out like when he was on each show. And the reason why is for this exact reason. He has a baby. he went on Love is Blind October 22-ish. Then he went on Perfect Match in February of 2023 is when these were filmed. Wait, this doesn't sound... Oh, when they were launched, I guess. So they filmed previously.
Okay.
Still, whatever. But he has a kid. He's a baby. By a random, maybe not random, I don't know, woman. Not in celebrity headlines.
Do we know how old said child is?
Like, in the video, the child looks like, I mean, my niece is 7 months old. Looks kind of around that 4 to 7 month, maybe even a little bit older situation.
Well, then you have the 10 months of pregnancy, so over a year.
Yes, but why would you then, unless he had no idea.
That could be.
Go on two back-to-back dating shows.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that's, yeah. Huh.
Interesting. And it's funny because on the supposed to be Love is Blind live finale, Vanessa Lachey literally asked everyone when they're going to have a first Love is Blind baby. Little does she know that Bartiste is the one to do it. So now she can shut up and stop asking that question. Okay. It's a train wreck. Oh, man. None of your business, Vanessa. Stop asking.
Yeah. Aren't they, like, replacing her and Nick? Didn't I see
well,
that?
There was a petition. There was a petition on change.org to get them removed. I mean, they are executive producers, so...
Probably not going to happen.
This could be why they also edit the reunion and not have it as a live opportunity, because the amount of questions that she asked were very off the cuff and kind of like offensive in a way, in my opinion, to the couples, but also didn't really ask like the questions that the world that watched the show probably wouldn't know, but also kind of favoritism was shown for different couples and this situations. And I'm just like, why? Why you
yeah.
I understand liking people as contestants, but like you need to remain unbiased in questions that you ask. In my opinion, as someone who interviews people sometimes. Next up, what did you have, babe?
So the next one that I had was that weird few hour thing with Drake Bell.
Yeah.
How he was like reported missing and endangered, and then it was like a handful of hours later he was like, oh, leave your car or leave your phone in the car, and everybody just goes nuts or something like that. But then later it comes out that his family was like really concerned about his well-being, and then his wife files for divorce.
That's a lot in one afternoon, sir.
I mean, like, his wife filed for divorce, I think, like, a week after he was, quote-unquote, missing. But, like, still, that's a lot to happen in even a week time frame.
Yeah.
So, like, what happened there, bud?
Yeah. You need an explanation, please, Drake. Next up, our favorite man in country music, Kane Brown. Number one, his song with his wife is so cute. I love it. I can't stop listening to it. But also, Homeboy is in a movie. You know we love a artist to actor crossover. He's in a new movie called Fire Country as a train hopper. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. I love a multi-passionate human. Love it.
Yeah. Him and Caitlyn, like, winning at the CMA or CMT Awards. Like, my heart. I was so
I
happy.
I know. And, like, as someone who... I stood in line for 3 hours South by Southwest of 2018 to watch him and knew all the words to the songs that nobody else did. And I feel like I am a steadfast in that relationship. But then I was like, he has a girlfriend? Ew. And then
but
I saw
I love them.
The progression of their relationship and I love them.
And they're like, I feel like we talk about their girls all the time too, and how, like, you know, Kingsley and Cody are just like the cutest little things. This and I used to think, seriously, I used to think that, like, Kingsley was his mini, but that one picture I sent you of Cody, I was like, oh my gosh, is that Kane or what?
Can you imagine, like, carrying a kid for that long and have it not look like you at all? Maybe as the years go.
So I feel like I want Caitlin to do a baby photo post of, like, her, so we can see if there's any of her in them, because right now it's
doesn't
just all
seem to be the case. At least there's no speculation on, I mean, not this thing, I'm just making a joke, but, like, at least there's no speculation on who your dad is.
Seriously, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So my last one for April, I kind of mentioned a little earlier, might be a little, like, controversial for some people. But I'm kind of mad at Disney. I'm kind of mad at Lin-Manuel Miranda, because for the Little Mermaid movie remake, which in my opinion did not need to be a thing, they are changing the lyrics of Kiss the Girl, because supposedly it comes across in the original lyrics that Eric is pushing himself onto Ariel. And in my opinion, if you watch the movie and you understand the storyline, that's not at all what's happening. Ariel is like, bro, kiss me.
There is consent there, fam. There is consent. She wouldn't have asked for legs if she wasn't physically attracted to him. Let's be honest about this situation.
So, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Alan, I forget his last name, are changing the composer, they're changing the lyrics to Kiss the Girl and Poor Unfortunate Souls. I have not seen why, the reason they're changing for Poor Unfortunate Souls, but apparently they're changing both of those songs. And it's like, why? And then also, why did you have to remake the movie? And, like, I feel that way, but then I also am kind of excited to see the Moana live action that Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced. So it's like, I feel like back and forth about these live action movies, but, like, if you're going to do The Little Mermaid, leave it alone. Like,
yeah,
why do we need
what it is?
Why do we need to change?
Also, my niece is obsessed with Moana. I watch Moana every day on vacation. It makes her happy.
It's such
a
good
one. I love it. And that's going to be the theme of her birthday party. And I cannot wait.
It's going to, yeah, I like Moana quite a bit. I think the live action could be done very well.
Yes.
I'm hoping that they don't ruin it. Oh, like, I'm really sad to say, I feel like The Little Mermaid is going to be ruined.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
But The Rock said he would be Maui, so, you know, that's
yeah,
cool.
Love it. Okay, I have a twofer. I have a couple more. There is a Big Bang spinoff coming, number two. We already know about Young Sheldon, but it hasn't been released for the plot of the new one, but Chuck Lorre is going to be the producer in it, so I'm super excited about it. And also, love affair with Kaley Cuoco, girl crush, love her. She just welcomed a new baby girl called Matilda with her new boyfriend, Tom Pelfrey. And I adore their relationship way more than Carl, because it's just, pure and feels like it's full of love. And you never really know why a previous marriage broke up, but the fact that she has a new boyfriend, there's a new baby, it's in a healthy spot. Like, you always kind of wonder if, like, always gone, always doing your job as a horse guy. Yeah. If that separation between her career and his career, like, brought them to an exit and a need for a new relationship. But, you know, you never know. You never know. So I love that. My last one is that. Oh, actually, there's two more. We haven't talked a lot about Bachelor this episode, but
there's not a lot that I wrote down.
Our boy Blake, we love it for them. His new birthday for this year. So cute. I just love him and Giannina. I said it right this time. Look at me go.
Giannina.
But I literally just saw this before I was like, hey, I gotta go pee and I'm gonna get coffee. Apparently, back in old 2017, before Colton went on The Bachelor,
I saw this.
Chris Lee had just, they both just got out of a breakup. They went to the ACM Awards together, and she said she had an episode that's titled My Ex-Gay Lover, or My Gay Ex-Lover. They never, like, were intimate, but she's like, bro, the minute I met you, I knew you liked boys. Like, and he's like, I didn't mean to say it's not you, it's me, but really, you, it's me. And yeah. Like, as he got, he says, like, in the interview, as he got out of the car, he looked to Todd Chrisley and was like, you know, I'm not sure that your daughter is ready for a man like me. And he looked at her, or I'm paraphrasing because I literally just heard it and, like, ran over here, but he looked at Colton and was like, yeah, I don't think you're ready for a woman like her anyway. I just thought it was so funny because, number one, this was before he went on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was very interesting that they went on a couple of dates and she instantly was like, there was no physical chemistry there, but I'm happy that we got to, like, gain a friendship. And she's like, I instantly knew you liked boys. Like, poor guy to have to, like, shadow that for a whole season of The Bachelor. And God love him. Happy that he's engaged. Savannah's actually dating someone new, which is what I heard, and she's not ready to release him yet. So let her have her peace. Okay.
Yeah.
And my last one, honorable mention, there is speculation there's going to be a Twilight TV series.
I saw that.
How is this going to be different than, like, other vampire shows? What's that other one?
Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, that. How's it going to be different?
I don't know.
It probably won't be the same.
So here's my thought. And we talked, I mentioned this earlier with, like, the remake thing. They're doing that Harry Potter TV show. With, like, a whole new cast and everything. Like, they're doing Harry Potter all over again, basically. Are they going to do the same thing with Twilight, where it's, like, just a TV show, but it's all over again with different people? Like, why? I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Like, it was done... Okay. Harry Potter was done well the first time. Twilight was done the first time. Why do we need to do it again?
Some people love it. I watched the first one and that was it. Cause I was like, what is this all about? I was also in my 20s, so I didn't give a shit.
Yep.
But my cousin's obsessed. Yeah, very interesting. I am so excited to get to hang out with you today. And I feel like we bought a very well-rounded episode to everybody today.
Yeah. It's patch full.
Patch full of pop culture. Hey, that's a good timeline.
And tomorrow's the 1st of May, so we can start fresh. Hopefully nothing else crazy happens today that we're like, oh, we have one more April thing.
We'll just put it in the episode next time. Yeah. Like, hey, guess what you missed? Also, as a podcast listener of this podcast, if there's ever anything you want us to share that you're equally obsessed with, whether it be remakes, Bachelor news, Bravo, scandals. What's very interesting about Scandoval is that it's still unfolding and they did not edit anything. So as you see it unfolding, because I'm back there now, as you see it unfolding, it's very interesting to watch it, knowing what you know now in real time. If you're not on it, if you're not on VPR, it's fine. I can catch you up. Send me a DM.
We can talk about it. I am three different conversations with my girlfriends. Like, holy shit, balls. What is happening here? Anyway, thanks for listening to today's episode. I love you guys so much. We will bring you the Sunday Spill in real time. No catch up next month. And I can't wait for you to listen. Toodles.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.